copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
Today is a pretty exciting subject, and that is, how do you develop an organization? How do you start from nothing or start from something, either way, and develop a healthy organization? That's what we're talking about today. And probably one of the things that I have to admit to you, I didn't see for quite a while, and even though I was planning and helping a lot of organizations do these kind of things, for quite a while I didn't see the distinction between a strategic plan and an annual plan. I really didn't. I thought, well, the annual plan has strategy in it and has strategic thinking, and the longer term would have shorter things in it. But how to sort those out, I didn't quite see. And then what I began to see a few years ago, was the distinction between values and beliefs and those kind of things for the 10 to 50 year range, and then the strategic priorities for the year or 2 years into the future that move toward that. So this morning, what I'm going to start with is the strategic plan. There's how to help you. What questions do you ask? What thinking do you do to help you and your team develop a 10 to 50-year plan? 10 to 50 years. Now, those things aren't measurable particularly, but they're beliefs and values. What do you really believe? What do you really value? That's what we're going to talk about for the first 20 minutes. We'll take a 10-minute break. We'll come back and then look at, all right, what do we do? What do we start doing this year to move in that direction? And then we'll look at, well, if that's where we're moving, what kind of team do we need, and how do you get the right team in place? And then we'll look at it. If we're headed that direction 10 to 50 years from now, and we're headed this way this year, and we got this team doing it, how much is that going to cost? One of the things I discovered a few years ago may shock you, and that is that 85% of leadership is clear direction, the right team, and enough money. 85% of leadership is clear direction, the right team, and enough money. I've asked a lot of presidents, does that make sense to you? Thinking someone's going to say, are you kidding? Not 85%, maybe 50%. You know what they've said? Sure does. Other people say, it's probably more than that. I've heard that comment a lot. 85%? It's probably more than 85%. So what we're going to do at first is study the strategic planning process, 10 to 50 years, and then we're going to spend the rest of our time on the clear direction, the right team, and enough money, because those are the things that will represent 85% of how you get to the 10 to 50 years, how you move in that direction. Okay? All right. We're going to start with the strategic plan. You have that outline there in your app, and we'll just start through it. Let me tell you, first of all, what a plan is. A plan is simply a written statement of the group's assumptions about its direction, its organization, and its cash. That's all a plan is. A plan doesn't have to be 40 pages long. It can be 2 pages long very easily, just as easily, probably better. But a plan is simply a written statement, meaning as long as it's just verbal, it can be changing by the minute. It can be, you're assuming one thing, you're assuming another thing. But a plan is a written statement that everybody basically agrees with about a group's assumptions. An assumption is simply what you believe to be true, whether it is or not, but that's what we believe to be true. And if I know 100% of your assumptions, I can actually predict 100% of your behavior, because all behavior is based on assumptions. Everything you do, everything your children do, everything your parents have done has been based on their assumptions, what they believe to be true. So a plan is simply a group's assumptions about three things: direction, organization, and cash, which is 85% of leadership. Now, there are a lot of things that come along they have to deal with, But 85% of leadership is those three things. So in your strategic planning file there, I've defined what a plan is, but a strategic plan is where it's basically a group's assumptions about where it wants to be in 10 to 50 years. In other words, in the long term, what are our beliefs and values that will be the foundation of our plans for the long-term future? It's like no matter what comes or goes in terms of current flows of news and realities, what do we really believe in strongly enough that that's where we're planning to go? That doesn't mean we won't flex with our programs and our staff and our budgets and all that kind of stuff. But what do we believe in? What do we value strongly enough that we consider it the foundation for our organization? And then an annual plan is a group's assumptions about what it hopes to accomplish in the next year to move in the direction of its long term. Do you know that most organizations do not have a written plan, either strategic or annual? You may say, well, everybody does but me. I say, no. Most organizations don't at all. They just talk about it and go. Those that do you know where the average length of time most people think into the future? Most people think tomorrow or this week. The organizations I've worked with, I've encountered, tend to think this quarter. The next 90 days, what are we planning to do? But they think, well, next year isn't predictable anyway. If we can get next 2 or 3 months settled down, we'll be okay. As a result, they have sort of a direction that goes this way for 90 days, and this way for 90 days, and this way for 90 days. But there's no consistent plan that the people can count on, that the staff can count on. That's why we're here today, is to look at that. Now, some of the key elements in a strategic plan, I'd like to just introduce to you. Our strategic plan shows where we want our organization to be in 10 to 50 years. It is the basis on which we decide what to do next year to move in the long-term direction. In other words, it is the bedrock foundation. It's like the highway for us going into the future, that we go, where are we going next year to get there? Strategic plan gives meaning to all we do. One of the most fundamental concepts you can have of all is that nothing is meaningful without a context. In your entire lifetime, nothing is meaningful without a context. So if you're sitting there saying, what does this mean? It's because you don't understand its context. You don't. So the more context you can put around something, the more meaning it has. You say, well, Bob, doesn't Jesus have context? Doesn't he have meaning without context? I say, well, it depends on which Jesus you're talking about. Jesus Rodriguez in Mexico City or Jesus of Nazareth, contexted by the Bible. For us to know what Jesus of Nazareth even means, we have to have a biblical understanding of it. That's why we have preaching. That's why we have Bible studies, to understand the full dimensions of what Jesus means. We understand the context of the Old Testament, the New Testament, the scholars, the disciples. This is the context in which Jesus lived. Now, in absolutes, is he meaningful? Of course. But what he means to us, we don't know unless we understand it in the context of Scripture. Our strategic plan is our organization's future context, giving meaning to each action we take today. In other words, do we take this, or do we take this, or do we take this? Well, where are we going? Well, then we take this one. It gives context that gives meaning to everything we do as an organization. Our strategic plan is the basis for alignment and clear thinking and understanding at all levels. Your strategic plan is something that should be agreed on basically 100% by your board, by your senior executive, by your executive team, by your donor, by your constituents, by your members, by your donors. There should be a clear understanding and agreement all the way down the line, because it's what gives you the basis on, do I agree with this church? When you go there to visit, do I agree with this church? Do I agree with their theology? Do I agree with what their thinking is? Do I agree with where they want to go? Because if you say, well, we don't believe Jesus is God, that's what we really believe, You read it and you say, this isn't where I want to go to church, and you leave. But it's the basis on which a member decides, is this where I should be a member? Because if this church believes this, this is where I belong. If it doesn't, we're in trouble. The strategic plan helps the essence of our organization remain constant. How many organizations have you seen that start out one way and end up going the other way? We've got a lot of educational institutions that start out Christian organizations, and today they're anti-Christian. Well, they went one degree at a time, just sort of drifting off. Now, our strategic plan needs to be reviewed about once a year. It isn't a daily document. It isn't something you have to read every day or every week. But once a year, it'd be good for the board to read through it at least. Check, check, check. It's still what we believe. Instead of, you know what? I'm not sure this is still where I am. That's not still where we are. It's 5 or 10 degrees off. Well, that's, you know. Now, action steps. How do you create one? That's why you need one. How do you create one? Number one is you look at scriptures. What are the 5 to 10 foundational scriptures under your organization? You say, well, Bob, isn't scripture the foundation of all organizations? Yeah. But for Campus Crusade, which is an evangelistic crew, which is an evangelistic organization, they may choose 4 or 5 scriptures or 6 scriptures that talk about evangelism. Whereas Navigators may choose 4 or 5 that talk about discipleship. And you may choose 4 or 5 that talk about something else. What are the 5 to 10 that just are the rock solid basis of your organization? Next is belief. What are the 5 to 10 things our team believes in common? In other words, what is the statement of that, like the Nicene Creed? Do we believe in what the Nicene Creed says about God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Is that what we really believe? It isn't Scripture, but it's our belief that's been there for hundreds of years. You can put a document or 2 or 3 documents that say, we recite this every Sunday, or this is what we really believe, then that's a part of your strategic plan. Number 3 is your purpose statement or mission statement, a clear statement of why we exist in just a sentence or two, that your board, your staff, your team has all hammered at and documented. This is why we are here. A dream or vision. What difference do you hope to make sometime before you die? What do we want to influence or impact? And say, in the next 50 years, we would like to reduce hunger in the world by X percent. Or it's like, what is it that we are trying to get done? The next is programs. What are the 3, 4, 5 programs that you have in your organization, your church, your ministry, that you say, 50 years from now, we still want these programs to be here? What are they? Corporate culture. What are the 5 to 10 assumptions concerning the behavior of each team member in terms of corporate culture? In other words, all of our team members need to sort of act this way or be this way or believe this. What are the common denominators that our culture has in terms of the way we operate, the way we relate to people? What are the cultural common denominators of our staff? And then legacy. What do we hope to leave 50 years from now? What does our team hope to leave to the future? Just documenting those, putting those down in writing so that the board can say, this is what we believe, the senior executive, either the current one or the one that comes in to replace the current one, they can look at it very quickly and say, this is my kind of place. That's a part of your basic qualitative strategic plan. Then you move to quantitative, and that's the 7 vital signs and 5 critical standards. Now, we're going to talk about this more this afternoon, more later in the morning, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time here. But you want to look at what are the 7 things that in our organization, for the next 10 to 50 years, we want to go up and up and up and up. The number of people saved, the number of people fed, the number of people, just what are the things you want to go up and up and up that are measurable, that we can see this year, did we go up from last year? So it doesn't sort of go up and up and up and then all of a sudden flatten out and then start down. The board needs to know. The staff needs to know. Is it healthy? Is it going up and up? Or is it flattening out? Or is it going down? What are the 7 things that we as a group consider the most important things we can watch? For us to call ourselves healthy, these things have to be going up. What are those 7? Number 1, it forces the leadership of the team to consider it. What are the top seven? There may be 70 you're watching, but what are the top seven? It's not just two or three, it's the top seven. It just forces you to get clear on what your real thinking is. It just clarifies the air quicker than a lot of things would. And then the five critical standards. In other words, what are the percentages or ratios we need to keep? We'll talk more about this, but let's say, for example, you want the percentage of fixed expenses in the church to be remain at about 85%. If it starts going way up or way down from that percentage, you got trouble. And then structure, the organizational structure needed in the future to grow into your potential. Again, we're going to talk a lot more about that this morning, so I won't spend a lot of time here. But these are the things you need. You need that qualitative agreement. You need a clear understanding of the direction we're headed, the organization we've got, and then the money. Where, you know, how do we look at money? Because 85% of leadership is clear direction, the right team, and enough money. It's God's blessing assumed. But in terms of a human perspective, as leaders, what are we doing? We're setting clear direction, which includes a strategic plan and direction we're headed in 10 to 50 years. Clear direction, the right team, and enough money. And then the last one is agreement. If the board thinks this is important, but the senior executive doesn't, see what kind of trouble you got coming up? If the board and the senior executive agree, this is where we're going, but the staff doesn't, see what trouble you got? But if all three agree, see what unity you've got? And then if all those agree, but the constituents, the members, don't see that where we're going at all. There's that longer term plan is the structure, the basis of developing a healthy organization. It just is. And once you can get it put together, and the board member reads it and signs off, I agree. The senior executive reads it, I agree. The executive team all read it, we agree. And then the board member, the members can read it. They say, look, this is what the board, the senior executive, the staff all agree to. I agree to it too, I'm going to stay a member. Or if this is what they believe, I am out of here. And then the donors. In some organizations, the donors live 100 miles away, or 1,000, 100,000 miles, whatever. So the donor can read what they're giving to. And it's very clear. It's very clear. Here is what these people believe. This is what I believe. We should give more money. Or this is what they believe. I assumed that they believed this. No, you assumed wrong. You just gave $100,000 to something that wasn't what you thought it was. Or, this is what they believe. This is what I would do if I could do anything. Let's give them more money. But that strategic plan is what allows people to know, are we in agreement? Are we one unit? Are we going the same place? Is this where we want to really put our time, our energy, and our money? The strategic plan lets you know that. Now, how many organizations, of all the organizations you've been a part of, had this kind of thing written down? You know what I would guess? Not many. Because not many organizations see the value of this or know how to do it. So when you go home, and you can, I would encourage you to do draft one if you're the senior leader. If not, just do a draft and show it to the senior leader and say, hey, we learned this. I've done draft one. See what you think. See if it'd be helpful. But someone has to do draft one. My perspective, instead of sitting around with 10 people saying, what is it? How does it work? I think someone has to do draft one. One person, I would encourage. And then the group can sit around and say, do I all agree with this? Check. All agree with this? Check. And go through and you agree with a lot of things. And then you go back and you discuss those things that you don't quite agree with. And so you discuss or debate what you really don't agree with. And then when you get to the point, you say, you know what? I'm comfortable with this strategic plan. Then put your name on it and you're ready to go.